Up next on the Community Connection, Derek Dunn fills in for Jeremy Smith, having a conversation with Dr. Bell about overcoming trauma. That's coming up right after a word from our sponsors. You're listening to the Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
Making the complex understandable. He's America's anchor man.
I am not just a host. I'm a leader.
And leader of the new media.
The people that I trust and believe in are oftentimes under attack. They are under attack by a bunch of hypocrites, but in the dominant drive-by media, they get a pass.
The Rush Limbaugh radio program.
No free passes.
Bring it on, baby. Bring it on.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Ugh. Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
If you're interested in reaching every household in Wayne, Edwards, Wabash, or Richland County, then TOC Direct Mail can help you. Contact any of our marketing specialists to see how TOC Direct Mail can help you contact your customers directly in their mailbox.
Want to make a comment or suggestions about this Original Company radio station? Go online to originalcompany.com. For comments and suggestions, go online to originalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know that the Wayne County Historical Society has been working to preserve local history since 1953? Did you know that the Society operates two local museums? That it opens the Olive Branch School in the City Park during the summer? That it preserves thousands of documents and photographs and artifacts, all connected directly to Wayne County's people, places, and events? Did you know that their work is done with dues and contributions, not tax dollars? Check out the Society's Facebook page. Be a member. Don't let local history be a mystery.
Every weekday morning on WFIW 104.9 FM and WFIWradio.com, we reach into the bucket of bunk and pull out a way to talk about absolutely nothing. It's by design. You can find out about the latest national news elsewhere. On Morning Coffee, we would rather find out how many kids Tony Randall had after he was 75, or if anyone knows how to protect their tomatoes. We're so proud of the lack of substance offered up each and every weekday at 8 o'clock, and we want you to know, don't count on us in the future for anything.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You are listening to the Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection, Fairfield, Illinois. Derek Dunn here with you, and on the phone with me is Dr. Bell, and we're going to be talking about post-traumatic thriving shares essential elements for authentic healing. And Doctor, thank you very much for being on the phone with me this morning.
Derek, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
All right, Doctor. So I have a few questions here for you. So I'm going to start off with my first question. I was reading the article, and my first question is that we all know that trauma has a way of showing up when we least expect it. But how do we overcome the stigma of trauma as opposed to keeping a brave face in public?
Well, you know, Derek, the number one mistake that people make is to try and, you know, bury it inside. But when we do that, we create an internal war. And, you know, the reality is that by college age, 66 to 85% of everybody is going to face a trauma. We're not taught in school how to deal with it. And we certainly don't help things when we bury it inside and don't really just kind of deal with it.
Yeah, because it says you talk about in your new book, Post-Traumatic Thriving, The Art, Science, and Stories of Resilience. You share a step-by-step approach that can help readers navigate trauma and eventually heal. And it takes time to heal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, when you get hit with a trauma, you go through a phase of shock and then denial and anger and bargaining and trying to talk your way out of it. And then ultimately you land on depression. And those are all normal emotions. As long as you're not hurting anybody and hurting yourself, those are all good, healthy, normal, nature's way of healing. But you don't want to get stuck there. And if you're land on depression for more than 2 or 3 months, you really got to seek some help, because it's not a solo exercise. You want to get some help in dealing with that.
Sure. So I was reading here, I was reading the article, and one of the things that caught my attention is that you had some insight into three sections. You had the dive stage, the survive stage, in the thrive stage, and you also outline a step-by-step process toward authentic healing. So can you explain these three stages?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll back up just a little bit and say my career has been kind of interesting because I studied disasters. So I worked on the World Trade Center and Hurricane Katrina and the Bikini Atoll nuclear weapons test sites and O.J. Simpson and JonBenet Ramsey. I worked on all those cases. And so I started meeting the people behind the statistics. And what I noticed is that some people go into a dive stage. You know, they get hit with a trauma. They get stuck there. And, you know, that's really unfortunate. I'm not saying that trying to be judgmental. I'm just saying, you know, it's sad that when that happens. But some people kind of work through it, and they get back on their feet. And we call that the survive stage. And that's really an accomplishment. But then I noticed, Derek, that In the aftermath of trauma, some people kind of tap into this fuel of the trauma, and they actually break out and they thrive. They do something remarkable that they never would have done if the trauma hadn't kind of woken them up. So the book is divided into those three sections, die, survive, and thrive, to kind of take people through that entire journey right up to the way of all the way to, you know, doing something really cool in spite of the trauma, or maybe even because of it.
And one of the things I was just thinking about this is that you talked about how, you know, after maybe if someone has like depression for 2 to 3 months, they should seek help. I also wonder too, could it be where maybe they can, maybe like they have a good friend or maybe some family members they could talk to about this? Would that also help?
Well, yeah, you want to tell your story. That's one of two big healing, I call them the dynamic duel. You want to tell your story. And, you know, you can tell your story to a therapist, to a trauma coach, to a trusted friend that will keep their mouth shut and won't judge you and won't give you bad advice. We'll just kind of listen. You can also just write it down. You can journal it. But you got to express it. You got to get it out. You can't just hold it inside, because that's where the problems occur. That's where you get addictions and all kinds of nasty stuff. You gotta talk about it.
You're listening to WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, the Community Connection on air now. Derek Dunn here talking with Dr. Bell this morning. Doctor, one of the things I was reading about is you listed several stories, and it's where, you know, someone who has experienced trauma, but yet, you know, they were able to persevere and be determined. For example, I'll mention a couple here, but you had a deaf man with a glass eye invented the electric guitar, and electric guitar is fun to listen to, very fascinating instrument, and became a household name, remarkably wealthy, and most importantly, happy. And then you had a girl born with cerebral palsy that landed the world's first starring role on national television, and spoke at the White House three times. So when you hear these stories or you read about them, just how encouraging is it in your eyes?
Well, it's thrilling. I mean, the greatest miracle in life is change, and to see somebody go through a trauma and not only take it on and do something remarkable, it's fascinating. I grew up in a little town called Fullerton, California, which was we overlook Disneyland. It's that close to Disneyland, and the first guy you mentioned was Leo Fender. Leo lived two streets away from me. My dad worked for the company. And Leo Fender had a glass eye. He had an accident when he was a kid. And then he had his hearing blown out by amplifiers. So he had these disabilities, but he built this, invented the Telecaster, and then he invented the Stratocaster, which are iconic guitars. It's a billion-dollar industry today. But he was a really down-to-earth guy. And, frankly, nobody really even knew about his disabilities because, he didn't talk about him much, only with his wife. But in spite of those traumas, he did something remarkable and built these instruments and created an empire. And frankly, I was able to go to college because my dad worked for the company. he gave a lot of people a lot of jobs. And then the other person you mentioned is Jerry Jewell. I went to high school with Jerry. She had this disability you mentioned. And she didn't really run from her disability. She didn't run from life. She really engaged. She started doing stand-up comedy, and I know you know that that's a tough gig. And then she landed the starring role. I just had an Easter dinner with Jerry. I love her like a sister. And she did the Deadwood movie on HBO. She's a remarkable inspiration to millions of people in spite of, or maybe even because of her disability. So that's what this book is all about, is dealing with your stuff and doing it in a way that's healthy, that will really help heal it, talk about it, deal and heal from it. And then tap into that energy and do something, really crazy, wonderful. That's what it's all about.
I gotta ask you this question because I'm a musician myself. I like to play percussion and drums, so I've tried learning the guitar, and I grew impatient quickly here. But I was wondering, did you ever jam out with Mr. Fender? I'm just kind of curious.
What with Mr. Fender?
Did you jam out with the guitarist Leo Fender? Did you ever jam out with him?
No, he couldn't hear this stuff. It was so funny. One of his family members, I think it was his wife's sister, so whatever that is. She was telling me she was in Leo's office once, and he handed her a guitar to have her tune it because he couldn't even hear it. Leo Fender could not play the guitar, but he loved music. He loved musicians. And he would actually feel the beat through his feet on the floor, but he couldn't play.
Yeah, I said that's. I mean, I've heard about that story too. That you mentioned it because I always thought that was a fascinating story. But these are people who, it just seemed like. It seemed like they were like at rock bottom, but what they did was they built a strong foundation and they were to work themselves up. And you look at them today and their impact, just a positive impact. And you talk about these stories, and these stories are incredible. And I think it's encouraging because I think for someone who may be going through a rough time, but when they're rock bottom, I think you can build a strong foundation and work your way up.
Oh, absolutely. It's encouraging, it's inspiring, and, the book is full. What I do in the book is I do all the academic research. I worked on this book for 10 years, and so all the science is there. What I'm talking about isn't just kind of anecdotal feel-good stuff. It's real science. But then I interweave it with actual people that I know in my life, I'm friends with, like a guy that got convicted of murder, went to San Quentin prison, got out, and graduated with honors. I mean, I got several stories in the book that I interweave to show, how this really applies in real life in really tough situations. And the stuff really works. That's what I'm so excited about it, is that if you really want to heal from the trauma and not only do that, but do something incredibly cool, this this lays out a roadmap of exactly what the science is and how people actually do it.
Again, you're listening to WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois, AM 1390, 103.3 FM. Derek Dunn here, and on the phone with me this morning is Dr. Bell, and we're talking about his new book, Post-Traumatic Thriving, The Art, Science, and Stories of Resilience. And, Doctor, there was a question that I, this is a friend of mine who came up with a question, a co-worker, Jeremy Smith. But he had this question here for you. Post-traumatic stress disorder is one of the most common but untalked about mental health issue, with May being Mental Health Awareness Month. So what are some steps that people can do to overcome the stigma of PTSD?
Well, you know, that it's, I'm glad Jeremy and you asked that question, because the guy that actually came up with the term PTSD is a guy named Shad. He's a friend of mine. I met him while I was writing the book. And you got to remember, PTSD is not new. You know, it's as old as humanity. And it went by different names, like soldier's heart and, you know, different names. But ultimately, the science kind of caught up, you know, after the Vietnam War, to give it a name. It is, I actually suffer from it. I myself, and I didn't realize it when I started writing the book, but when I was 11 years old, I had open heart surgery, you know, as a little boy, and it was really traumatic. And I did the classic, you know, dumb thing. I don't want to say dumb, but the classic mistake of burying it inside, not wanting to talk about it. And then later in life, I was on a treadmill with a cardiologist, and it came out that before she even started the test, I had a heart rate of 150, which is a classic manifestation of PTSD. So the way you deal with it is the dynamic duo. First, you tell your story, get it out, you kind of purge, emotionally kind of purge. And sometimes it's really ugly. It's really kind of embarrassing to admit some of these things. It was a topic I didn't like talking about. But as you can see, I'm talking about it right now, and I'm fine. This other thing to do to heal from PTSD sounds really simple. It sounds like too simple, you know, can't work. There's over 20 studies out of Harvard that says it does work. And what you do is deep breathing exercises. You can call it yoga. You can call it meditation. You can call it grounding. It doesn't matter what you call it. But as a daily practice, you just, you know, close your eyes and deeply breathe for a few minutes. That resets the brain chemistry so you can heal. It may sound like it doesn't work, but it really does work. I've seen it happen over and over again. Deep breathing exercises, we call it grounding in the book, and telling your story, which we call sitting in the fire, because those conversations are uncomfortable. You can actually heal from PTSD with those two approaches alone. And then the book has other approaches too.
And I think, I know May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but I think this is something that should be talked about year-round. It's not just the month of May.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right, Derek, because we're not taught this stuff in school, and yet we all get hit with traumas. We all want to have a good life. We all want to, you know, do fun things. We want to enjoy things with our family and friends, but this trauma stuff holds us back. And if we can have an intelligent, simple way to deal with it, we can get on with our lives and enjoy our lives. But trauma kind of holds us back, and that's what I'm trying to do, is make things better. You know, the addictions we see, the alcohol, the drugs, and, you know, high-demand politics and high-demand religion, you know, the extremes are all to cover up the pains from trauma. If we can deal with the trauma, the other stuff kind of naturally goes away. That's the real problem we're dealing with as society is unresolved trauma. It's the number one problem on planet Earth.
All right, Doctor, I got a few more questions for you here. Again, you're listening to WFIW AM and FM, Fairfield, Illinois, and I'm Derek Dunn, and Dr. Bell on the phone with me this morning. One of the things you document here is the science of happiness, as well as the individual styles and common thread that all post-traumatic thrivers have to emerge with a fulfilling life. And so can you talk about the science of happiness for a moment?
Yeah, sure. I mean, half of happiness is our DNA. So some people are, born with, you know, a really upbeat happiness DNA, and some people are not. And you know, it is what it is. And then other parts of science shows that happiness is part of what activities we have. And what's interesting, in my business, I've got a lot of clients who are millionaires and billionaires. And what I've noticed, some of them are really happy and some of them are miserable. It's not correlated to money. It's not correlated necessarily to activities. It is correlated to activities. If we pick things that make us happy, we're going to be happier. So let me give you an example. Trauma brings on what we call self-medication. That's the drugs and the alcohol and the, you know, people that exercise too much and, you know, get anything that's extreme. I mean, having a drink is no big deal, but if it becomes extreme, it's a problem, any of these things. And that's self-medication. In the book, we talk about that, but we also talk about self-care, where we do things to take care of ourselves. And that really kind of brings out the happiness where we're doing, you know, going fishing. Like I just planned a fishing trip with my son because he loves it, and it's time together with him. So if we just take an effort, to pick out things for self-care to enjoy life, that brings the happiness out.
See, I believe, and if there was like a day where, or something where I just don't, like I feel down in the dumps, where I feel like I should be happy, but I'm not. I'll tell you, one of the things that I do is I will pull up like a movie. I'll find a movie. I'll find like a YouTube video of something hilarious and just laugh. And we've often said, I've often heard that laughter is the best medicine. And it's something that just, laughter to me, just, it makes me feel better. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, Derek. That's a great thing. Movies, music can change our mood. You know, I wrote the book, but I have bad days too. And part of it is understanding that's just kind of normal. Not every day is going to be, cotton candy. But you know, taking those steps, like you say, watching the movie, I turn on the comedy channel in my car, and within 5 minutes, I'm laughing. And that's, I mean, I don't want to get into the brain chemistry, but that secretes hormones and stuff that make us feel good. And they're just as powerful as cocaine, only it's healthy. So that's a dead-on great example.
Okay, Doctor, we're almost out of time here, but I want to go ahead and talk about your book. Let me read off the title of this again. It's a Post-Traumatic Thriving, The Art, Science, and Stories of Resilience. And again, you share a step-by-step approach that can help readers navigate trauma and eventually heal. So if someone would like to know more information, what is the best way they can check out your contact information?
Well, yeah, I'm at drbell.com, and the book is on Amazon. It's in every bookstore. It's everywhere. And, I did this book. And by the way, the Kindle version is 99 cents. I'm not trying to make money off this. I just had this unique career of studying disasters. I did the research, you know, and I did it so my own family would have this information. And while I was at it, you know, anybody who wants the information is there. But I love hearing feedback. If there's something you read that helps, let me know. If there's something that you think could be explained better, let me know, because I love the discussion, because we're just making lives better. We're making the world a little bit better with this kind of advanced science on post-traumatic thriving.
All right, Doctor. Well, thanks very much for your time. I greatly appreciate it this morning. And again, just keep doing what you're doing, man. It was great talking with you, and I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Derek. I'm going to go watch a good movie.
There you go. Have at it. Nothing wrong with a good film, man. Thank you. Again, that was Dr. Bell and Dr. Randall Bell. And again, in his new book, Post-Traumatic Thriving, The Art, Science, and Stories of Resilience, you can check out that book. Again, shares a step-by-step approach that can help readers navigate trauma and eventually heal. You're listening to WFIW AM 1390, 103.3 FM, Community Connection. I'm Derek Dunn. Have a wonderful day, folks.